Hey, welcome back to French Learning. Today we're doing a special edition episode, and me and my guest, Adam, are going to have a conversation. Adam, you want to introduce yourself?
What's going on, everybody, Podcast Nation? It's your boy, Adam. I'm also Reef's dad. I'm also Reef's sister's dad. And I'm also Reef's mom's husband. So, you know, I'm a man of what you call many hats. And today, right now, I'm rocking that podcast guest hat. So what's up? This is my first podcast I've ever been on, man. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks. All right, so what have you been up to lately?
Well, I just started my first day off. I work a job where I have 4 days on and 4 days off. So yeah. We're looking down the barrel of 4 days of fun. Hopefully we get a little bit of sun. Right now I'm looking out the window and it's looking a little cloudy, man. Like we got some clouds rolling in, they're pretty dark. We got some rain on the windows. But you know what? Sometimes it's nice to just kind of have an inside day.
Yeah, I totally agree. Sadly, I don't have a job, maybe get rich, because you know, I'm 9 years old, so.
Hey, man. we all do our part, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this is a French podcast.
Yeah.
You know, I gotta be honest, man. I'm gonna say you're much better at French than me. You know, that has a lot to do with the fact that you go to French school.
Yeah.
And the only thing French that I do is I'm a Habs fan. You know what I'm saying? Never Montreal. You know what? Honestly, though, man, I did go to French class when I was in high school. And so I learned some French there.
Yeah.
You know, so I like to parlay here and there, you know?
Yeah.
Well, comme ci, comme ça.
Yeah.
So what's up? What's new?
Well, right now, I mean, during COVID, I can't really do any a lot of stuff. Got a big game in baseball coming up next week.
Because games are back now.
Yeah.
Because those restrictions are lifted. Mm-hmm. A little bit.
A little bit. You're allowed five more people in your house, 10 more people in the backyard. So, I mean,
you know what? That's exciting.
Big celebration,
man. That's exciting. You know, one of the guys that I work with, my captain, well, not my captain. My captain's on holiday, so we had a captain that came in to fill his spot.
Tony, right?
Yeah, Tony. And so Tony's not going to get vaccinated.
Why?
So that was a big question. Like, all the three other people, we were kind of asking them, you know, why don't we want to get vaccinated? You know, like, if you're getting vaccinated, it's kind of like doing your part to help get rid of COVID, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but then there's also, like, the emotion and the body effect. Because
yeah, that's true. Like, some people I've heard, like, for example, that AstraZeneca vaccine, I've heard they've had, like,
rashes on their face.
Yeah, it's been pretty bad. And also, even, like, they say some people get blood clots.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how much that has to do with, like, pre-existing health conditions, like things you had before you got the vaccine that might also kind of contribute to that. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But, you know, all I can do is speak about my experience. And I got Pfizer, and your mom got Pfizer too. And besides having a bit of a sore shoulder, we've been pretty good, man.
Yeah. So it sounds like the AstraZeneca is probably the worst one to get.
Well, I mean, I think if you line all the vaccines up, you ask everybody that you know how they have felt after getting their vaccines, I would guess that more people that got AstraZeneca would say to you that they probably had some issues after.
That's
my guess.
I totally agree. I wouldn't really get the vaccine right now because, you know, they haven't had a lot of time to test it and, you know, they...
On kids, right?
Yeah, so...
So let me ask you this. If somebody said to you, you know, it's your turn to get the vaccine, would you get it right now? If it was 100% up to you and it was your decision to make?
Well, I mean, it depends because, I mean, if it wasn't, I mean, if was is this in the future and they have tested it more and more?
Or I just
is
want to this say these strawberries are awesome. Okay, no, at this time.
No, because it would be very risky and they've only had like a year or two to test it out and stuff. So I don't feel very, very comfortable with doing that.
I hear you. Is there something else we can do to protect ourselves from getting COVID-19?
Well, I mean, yes. So first of all, masks are a big part of this. So,
true.
Yeah, so.
But we're not talking Halloween masks.
Yeah.
We're talking like those surgical masks.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, yeah, a lot of people think face shields are better, but Well, I don't think they're very useful because, you know, COVID's everywhere and the air flows under and over. And
yeah, you know what, man? I think, like, face shields, the only thing they're going to protect you from is, like, let's say somebody walks up to you and spits in your face.
Yeah.
Or perhaps a bat flies at you from out of the tree in the middle of the night. Or,
yeah,
like, maybe one of those seagulls are flying south for the winter and they catch a bad wind and, you know, they let one go and you, all of a sudden you got seagull turd coming at you. I think that's the kind of thing the face shields are going to protect you from. I don't know how much they're going to protect you from COVID because,
you know, man,
they tell you this is a pretty strong virus. And can you imagine some of those, like, COVID germs? You know, they're flying through the air, boom, they hit a face mask and they can't get in anywhere. But boom, they hit a face shield. They're like, well, let's just take a left or let's just take a right and let's, like, hang around a corner around this side of this face shield. Let's jump up in that person's face.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you know, you got COVID all over you. Boom.
Yeah.
Maybe you got so much COVID you're dropping some on the ground.
Yeah.
Boom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. Those face shields, I think if you put that and a surgical mask in front of me, I'm picking that surgical mask 10 times out of 10.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Camping restrictions are just brutal.
Oh my goodness, man. I'm glad you brought that up. I wanted to make sure we talked about that on today's podcast. Because I'll tell you what, man. Listen, I just had to make my first cancellations of the year.
Yeah.
And between you and me, you know how much I love camping.
Yeah, totally.
And when I had to make that call to cancel, let me tell you something, bro. It sucked.
Yeah.
Because I was really looking forward to this one. We were going to go to this place called Rathtrevor Beach.
Yes.
Which is on Vancouver Island. And, you know, for those of you who are listening from across the world, Vancouver Island is off the west coast of Canada, more specifically the province of British Columbia. And, you know, you take a ferry from a place called Horseshoe Bay.
Yeah.
And we'd be going to a place called Nanaimo and then driving to a place called Parksville, which is a small town on Vancouver Island, right on the water. And I mean, we're talking about huge beaches and sand dollars and skimboarding and campfires and marshmallows and, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Awesome.
They're just ruining everything, aren't they?
Well, you know what? That sounds like they're trying to do it. When you say it like that, it sounds like they're trying to do it to ruin things, but they're not trying to just ruin things. They're trying to do it to get this whole thing behind us so that we can move on and we can go about our lives again normally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But here's the thing, we still have one booked. We've got Ellison booked, which is near Vernon.
Yeah.
I hear it's a pretty good park. That's at the end of June. And you're gonna be seeing Vera and our neighbors.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. I hear they got cliff jumping there.
Yeah, for the swimming.
So you add that along with, like, all our regular camping stuff.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. And hopefully we get to go back to Christina Lake this summer.
Yeah, personally, I think tenting is a very important part of camping. I think RVs kind of ruin it. But, I mean, RVs are fun, but they kind of ruin it. Because, I mean, there's, like, the tent, you don't have a bathroom, you don't have all the fancy stuff. You get to go outdoors and, you know, feel the air.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I guess one time that having a trailer would be nice is, like, well, okay, a couple times. Let me paint this picture for you. It's 2 a.m. It's a little bit cold because it's nighttime. You're in your sleeping bag. You wake up. Why do you wake up? A bear? No. Well, it might as well be a bear. Because guess what? You gotta pee like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't really want to walk to that bathroom.
Yeah.
You know what
totally
I mean?
Yeah.
Unzip the tent. Get out in the cold. Does my flashlight work? I don't know. Is it bright enough? I don't know. Did I put away the food? I don't know. Is a bear looking at me right now? Don't know that either.
Yeah.
But, right, if you had a trailer, you could just get up, you know, scratch your butt, walk to the toilet, pee, get back into bed. Boom. Nice and warm. Everybody's happy. Then you get up in the morning and you go about your day.
Yeah, it's a 50-50 with camping and RVs and tenting. So
yeah.
There's a lot of stuff with camping.
I hear you. For now, though, we tent. I'm down with the tent.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah,
I like it. We got a good tent, too. That's a big tent. But listen, man, one thing I want to talk to you about is, so as you know, I was working night shift last night.
Yeah.
And we had a delicious supper.
Yeah, I know what you made.
Brand actually made... He made flank steak. And he grilled that those babies on the barbecue. We got a brand new barbecue, by the way.
Oh, yeah, you built it, didn't you?
Yeah,
it was a little
together. And then he made this... He made this green chimichurri sauce. And man...
Yeah.
Ooh, that was good. Had that like garlic and cilantro and some acid, like vinegar type thing, some rice wine vinegar maybe. Man, it was delicious. He put that all over the flank steak, right, some potatoes. And then Spencer, he was like, okay, who wants ice cream?
And I said,
listen,
yeah.
I'm okay. You know, I'm trying to get healthy. I'm trying to lose that weight. I'm trying to get down 200 pounds.
Yeah.
Doing pretty good, man. Anyway, I was like, no, I'm okay. He's like, come on, man. It's the last night shift. And you know me, man, like a little bit of pressure and I'm in. So, can you guess where we went for ice cream?
DQ.
Close.
Common good.
No, we actually went to those Golden Arches.
What?
You know what I'm talking about? That McDonald's. For that, for one of those lizards, you know what I'm saying? When Mother Nature hits. And she comes in with that fury, with that winter fury, with that blizzard.
Yeah.
Right? So we all had blizzards, and I'm standing there waiting for my blizzard score, right?
Yeah.
I got to score one, because, like, I'm not an animal. Anyway, I'm standing there waiting, I'm looking at the menu, and guess what their newest meal is?
What?
BTS meal.
What?
What is right? I say to the guys, I'm like, are you kidding me? There's a meal named after a Korean K-pop music group? And they're like, no, it can't be. So you know I asked the lady. I said, excuse me, is that named after the And I didn't even finish asking, and she said, yes. As if she's been asked that question many times before. I can't understand what BTS has to do with McDonald's. So I said, well, maybe it's some kind of like Korean sauce they got in there for the dipping sauce for the nuggets.
Yeah.
For them nuggets, you know what I mean? The 10-piece nuggets.
Yeah. Or the record player that has BTS on it.
Well, you know what the sauce was?
What?
Cajun dipping sauce.
What?
And Cajun sauce comes from Louisiana, in the deep south of the state of America. So I'm like, is there a lot of Korean people down in Louisiana? Or is there a lot of Cajun sauce being eaten in Korea that I don't know about? Maybe. I don't know. I've never been to Korea. I mean, I love kimchi. I love Korean barbecue. I know you do too. Right? That bulgogi?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's that heaven. But as far as BTS McDonald's meals go, man. I don't know, man. But I mean, I could say this. I wouldn't say no if somebody bought it for me. You know, I'm trying that. So we haven't really been talking about much French stuff. Sorry, man.
Well, I mean, it's a special episode, so yeah. Thanks for talking with me, Dad.
Yeah, for sure, man. But while I'm here, maybe we should give a shout out to Anchor or something.
Yeah.
This app that you're using sounds pretty cool.
Shout out to Anchor.
Yeah, what's up, Anchor? Big shout out, baby. Thank you.
Thanks for making this podcast possible and giving us this time to talk.
For sure. So, well, you know what, man? I gotta say thanks a lot for having me on.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Maybe you can have me back.
All right.
Maybe next time we can do a combo episode, have another guest in here. We can have like three people talking.
Yeah, I don't know, the trio.
I don't know who we would have. Who do you think we should have for
my sister?
Lola. You think she'd be funny?
Yeah.
She might be. She cries a lot though.
We'll see.
All right. Thanks, guys, for listening.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. And make sure to send this guy in some questions, because you've got
any questions for me, totally.
I'd be happy to answer them for you. Okay. So everybody around the world, be good to yourself, be good to your friends, stay safe out there, and what do we say?
Peace.
Peace.